Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We want to talk about your purse.
Okay.
Are you afraid of them too, still?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I was just saying to you that if I could be married for 40 years, and if she goes, honey, could you grab whatever I'm out of my purse? I'll just hand her the purse.
There why? You go. I know why, but I don't know why. There's nothing.
Right. First of all, I'm weird by it. And second of all, she knows where everything's at or doesn't know.
That's true.
You just go dig.
Because you know what? I think sometimes that's a trap. My wife does that where it's like,
I see that.
My keys are just in my purse. They're in the outer pocket. And then I look, and to me, outer pocket means I don't have to open anything. There's something on the outside.
Yep.
And it's like, she's got this, like, I don't know what it is. There's no outer pocket. So then I have to open it up, and now I'm looking on the outer rim, and I'm like, I can't find it. So I start unzipping things, and then other things fall, and I'm like, nah!
Exactly.
I can't. Like, it feels like when I'm inside a purse, I feel like MacGyver, and I don't know whether I should cut the red wire or the grid. Like, it's one of the most... It's an uneasy feeling as a male to be inside a woman's purse.
Kind of daunting. I don't know why. I don't know why. I don't want to know what's in there at all. So just hand her the purse.
There's kind of some new stuff out. I can't remember who was doing this. I think it was a Babbel was asking moms, and doesn't even have to be moms, just women in general, what's the weirdest thing you've got in your purse? And that's what we want to talk about here. We want to know what is, because I've known women who, like, you can literally say, I need an extra pair of shoes. And they've got an extra pair of shoes.
Somewhere.
In there. Like, they carry, some of the purses they carry now are, it looks
sick.
Like a pool bag, dude.
It does. And I feel bad because that's got to weight down. You got to carry your regular, if you have a good purse with all your kid purse. I mean, the stuff with all your.
What do you need?
Well.
Does your wife have something weird?
I will never forget. It was a couple years ago now, but we were stranded somewhere. We were traveling and we stopped at a hotel and we had to have dog food for our dogs. And we got the dog food bag and it wasn't one of those that had like the rip cord on it. You know, you actually had to like cut into it. So we got back to the hotel room late at night. Nothing else is open. And we're like, crap, we don't have any scissors or anything to cut open the dog food. And she's like, yes, I do.
She's got scissors.
Digging in her purse. Not just scissors, but like full-size shears.
Like good ones.
Like, yes. Like
for what?
I don't know. She
in case you need to open dog food in a seedy motel.
Guess,
in the
but
of-
she had them.
Shears.
Yeah.
Do you think it's like magic? Do you think she's got a portal to like the junk drawer at your house?
It totally feels like
because there's no
it.
Way she could have known.
No.
What... I'm trying to think of what the weirdest thing, my mom at any given point, even before this was really popular, she's got enough food to keep us alive for like,
wow,
like little goldfish packets, fruit snacks, like, and you just have to dig. She would be like, wait, I know. And just start moving stuff around and all like out comes the rabbit and all like the shears and the weed whacker. And you're like, how are you doing this?
It is pretty impressive.
There's some of the stuff that was listed by some of the stories we found. Moldy cheese stick. That's not something good. Diapers, both clean and dirty.
Fun.
I remember when our kids were little, Glau forgot to take one out.
Oh, a blowout diaper that's been in there forever.
I mean, we had folded it enough times, but
it's all compact.
It would. Oh, because you're just wondering where that smell is coming from.
And you get that weird like gel stuff that flakes off of it after a while.
Yeah. What is this?
Because what's inside that absorbs the moisture is some sort of chemical react. It's like a gel thing and it starts to break down. Once the pee has hit it. This is awful.
This
do you think any woman... Okay, let me ask you this. Are we about to not have any calls because no one wants to admit the weird stuff they have in there?
We have voice disguiser.
All right.
I see it a little bit.
I mean, we would love for you to call... Because for us, like we said, it is this mysterious... It's like where Wonder Woman is from. It's like this mysterious area that we want to kind of know more about, but we don't want to go there ourselves. We want you to describe it. Because for us to actually put our hands inside your purse would be would be really weird. Let's see. Somebody else said they had tampons covered in dinosaur stickers.
Is my wife writing all of this? This is
because
like
you have
purse.
That.
This is like her purse.
Does she have extra joke. Panties in there?
I think maybe
for herself and the children.
Oh yeah, definitely for the kids.
Smashed up broken food.
Oh yeah, crackers. Like, you know, those little orange and peanut butter crackers things?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Those, yeah. We could probably eat a full meal out of those
crumbs. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right. So we're gonna open it up to you guys if you're willing to. And we'll even take dudes if you're willing to admit you've gone to the Forbidden City.
To the abyss.
We don't want the normal stuff. What's the weirdest thing you have in your purse right now? Kylie?
Yes.
What's in your purse?
I'm here. What's in my purse is extra straws.
Oh,
why?
The kids, for the, you gotta have the straws?
For the kids, and just the big pet peeve is when, you know, your straw gets a crack in it, and then you can't get, like, the full amount out. It just drives me nuts when I get a drink. And
do you have a specific brand of straw that you're...
You know, any straw. If they got the free straws that are wrapped, I'd grab a handful.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. If your kid needs a drink out of your drink, you could always use a straw so they don't spill it all over themselves. Straws come in very handy.
That's right.
I don't have any extra straws, but I'm going to tell you this. I'm very straw loyal. If you go to the grocery store, if you buy the straws that are the white with the stripes on them,
okay,
they suck.
Oh.
You got to buy the solid color straws.
Why? What's good? What happened?
Because the white ones are the ones she's talking about where you bend them a couple times or whatever, and then there's a crack, and you're like, you can just tell you're not getting it. The oil well isn't deep enough.
But the solid
ones. The solid ones are a little bigger draw. You could almost do a milkshake through them.
Okay.
They actually make a milkshake straw, and I'm a little obsessed with those, but you get way too much liquid all at once because it's like...
Like a gauge? Thicker or is it like wider?
Yes, it's a thicker and just it's a hefty straw that you could like probably stab through the shell of a coconut.
Okay. I'm afraid of that straw.
I don't even remember what we're talking about because now I've gotten onto my obsession about straws.
You're a snob about...
I am because you know what? My wife will go to the store and she's like, I'll put on the list straws, and she comes back with the damn white and pink ones or whatever. I'm like, those suck. You gotta buy the neon ones.
They're get like, your butt back get, there yes. to the straw store.
Get the right straws.
Wow.
Do you know where the straws are?
It's
hilarious because as a person who didn't used to buy straws, you probably don't know where they are. I'm not going to tell you.
They're probably where they're never supposed to be, correct?
They're where, it makes sense where they're at, but.
Where are they at now?
Do you know where the toothpicks are?
I don't.
They're by the straws.
Wait. Everything oral is in the oral sack?
It's weird, but that's where they are. But it's by the paper plates.
Oh, duh. Okay.
But I looked for days one time. I'm like, where the hell are the straws?
And not the striped ones.
Yes, I don't want the... We have a whole box of the striped ones. They have them on an end cap because they can't get rid of them.
Yes, exactly.
All right. So straw talk. No, we're actually doing purses. Renee is like sitting here going, I don't want to come on the straw show. I call for purse stuff. Renee, what's in your purse?
Yay. So I'm an account manager for commercial cleaning. So I carry I have a dispenser keys for any type of commercial dispenser in any facility, anywhere I go. I am.
So you can get into like the little soap dispenser in anybody's bathroom.
Anybody's bathroom, any type of multifold, anything you need, I can get into it.
And where'd you get that?
Well, I'm an account manager for commercial cleaning, so I have to have all these things available to when I need to make deliveries. Or
how big of a ring is that? It's got to be a big key ring.
Yeah, it's pretty big. It has about maybe 15 keys on it.
I've always wanted that, to be able to get into vending machines and different things like that.
That is sweet.
That's kind of cool. That's a cool thing to have in your purse. We're envious of your purse.
Yeah.
I should have asked her what kind of straw she's into.
Right.
Melissa?
Yes.
Yeah. What's in your purse?
I have a chicken foot.
Well, heck yeah.
Well, who doesn't?
Why would you want to?
That's the only reason I carry a purse.
For
my chicken foot. Why?
I used to butcher chickens with my grandma as a teenager, and we'd save the feet for my great-grandma to eat, so I just made a keychain out of one.
Fun.
So it's just... Is it a conversation piece, or you occasionally whip your chicken foot out to scare away a mugger, a would-be attacker?
Anytime somebody asks me to scratch their back, I'll pull it out.
Okay.
Oh, okay. That's
I don't want you touching me with your nasty chicken foot.
that you slaughtered by
hand. It's like, I killed this one myself. Right. Thank you for the call, Melissa.
That's wow.
I think I've screwed everybody up with all my straw talk, but Allie?
Yay.
What's in your purse?
Right now I have a martini shaker, measuring spoons, and powdered collagen.
Heck yeah, you do. Allie, we want to
Can we party?
Right? You're fun, Allie.
Why do you have all that?
I work for a big smoothie company, and I needed to pick up product from another store, and it ended up in my purse and has not hit my store yet.
All right.
Nicely done.
I would like a martini, but can we have it without the collagen powder? Because that doesn't sound like it would be very good. Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.